All right, let's satisfy all those requests we got to talk to Steve Koski at Indian Country Sports. We're going to check in on all the hunting, of course, birds, bears, and also the salmon reports and see where things are right now with Keweenaw Bay streams and Huron Bay as well. So let's call Steve at Indian Country Sports in Lawrence.
Steve,
Adam from the Outdoor Show. How are you?
All right, Adam, good.
Wanted to give you a call today. Got some good reports from salmon fishermen, river fishermen.
And you do? Good.
Wanted to hear what you're hearing there around Keweenaw Bay.
Hearing a few starting. It surely hasn't peaked yet, but they're starting to come some. Around the mouse, they're getting a couple casting around the mouse. Not good yet. The trollers around the mouse are actually starting to do much better. So
okay.
It's progressing along.
Do you think things are running behind this year?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
for
I think
sure.
So, too.
I do, too. Water temperatures are staying warm. Somehow or another, usually the lake seems to roll over in like August and you get a cold shot, the water back in the bays or close to shore. It didn't really seem to happen this year. I'm not exactly sure what happened different, but it still is warm. You're still finding mid-60s waters all over along the shorelines and lake shores everywhere in the bay. Everywhere. So it is definitely running a little bit behind. Summer is holding on nice and strong, but it's postponing the run a little too.
I think you're right. I mean, I do think a lot of it has to do with daylight, but on the other hand, they need certain water temps and certain water levels, of course.
Yeah.
A lot of fishermen reported with the rain Friday night, they got a push of fish on Saturday morning.
Mm-hmm. Did
you?
Was that over the Marquette area streams?
Actually, it was south of Marquette. I got five different reports, you know, some more detailed than others, but it seemed like the rain Friday night helped, but they were smaller fish.
South of Marquette, are you talking into Lake Michigan?
Yes, Lake Michigan tributaries, yes.
Yeah, that usually starts a little bit before here.
Yep.
And that's good to hear. That's good. If I would have said it was Marquette or that, and it wasn't here yet, I would be a little surprised, but south makes sense. That does make sense.
Absolutely, yeah. That's what it
was.
You know,
there's a fallacy or something that is hard to understand. A lot of people think that, well, the fish have to spawn earlier in the northern because winter comes earlier, or the deer have to breed earlier because the winter comes earlier. Instead, it's a little bit the other way around. They have to breed a little bit later because they can't have their young until it's right time in the spring.
Yeah.
You know, I think the rut is lots of times on in the UP later than it is in the Lower Peninsula.
So, I know you don't have a crystal ball, but you've been in this business and you've been a fisherman for a long time in the Berrigan County area. So, what's your best guess for what's going on?
Middle October.
Yeah, I do too. I think it's going to be...
the third week of October is usually when it starts getting good.
I think it's going to be, especially this year, we got 70s all week long. I mean, it's basically Indian summer right now, you know?
Yeah, it's beautiful right now. You couldn't get any nicer, but that's how I think too. I'm saying it's going to be into... at least into the middle of October, or maybe even middle or late October before we get our good coho run.
What about Chinooks and fall steelhead?
There's been some mixed in but the numbers of them are not real good the way it appears. Yeah.
How about pinks?
Fall steelhead, yes. Chinooks, some, but I think we're going to see more cohos. They are finding some pretty nice cohos. They're finding some of them 3 to 4.5 pound cohos here in the bay trolling, and also, you know, a few at the mouth of the river so far. Seems like the cohos are running a little bit bigger, and the coho numbers appear to be a little bit better than we've had. The king numbers, or the Chinook numbers, appear to be a little less than we've had.
That's interesting. And we'll get back into this with Steve in our next outdoor report. Talk a little bit about the youth deer hunt, as well as birds and bears. So stay tuned for our next outdoor report later this hour. This is The Outdoor Show.